What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is BC. What is going on? I wanted to come on here and talk with you guys a little bit about real people supporting, right? And today won't be too long, but I wanted to condense the message and really communicate this in the simplest way as possible, okay? If you ride with somebody and support them, you will buy their product or service, you'll pay extra, you'll tell people about it, you'll like, you'll share, you'll go out of your way to help those people. It's the fake people that are like, well, I want to make these relationships, and the people who are self-serving and egotistical that are like, well, you know, I'm gonna get all these connections so then I get all this stuff for free. The people who lead with wanting to make connections and relationships to get free shit are the people who are trying to finesse the world, and that never works. I have a lot of dear friends of mine offer me discounts, and I say, I appreciate that, brother. But you know what? I'm going to pay you, and I'm going to pay you extra. My friend that's a car detailer, I would pay him double to detail my cars. The guy who has the hookup at the club or wherever, I'd pay him extra just because he's my boy. This is the real essence of friendships, support, networking, and relationships. You help each other eat. You're not trying to take off people's plate. Now, I've seen this happen with other people. Now, I can spot a snake in the grass immediately. A lot of people have tried to finesse their way into my circle or try to get hookups for me. Look, dude, it's not going to work. Sorry. And the fact that you would even think you can do it, number one, is idiotic. But number two, it's so self-serving to do that. And a lot of people come into the business world and try to create higher level relationships without understanding this dynamic. You cannot get around that. You need to think at the bare minimum mutual. But when I come in a lot of times, I say, how can I help this person? That's why a lot of times out of the kindness of my heart, I've created connections. Like I can think of Aeroworks, AEROWERKZ. Look up that auto shop. They're huge now in Southern California. But when they started out, I found their shop, said, you know what? They're local to me. Let me meet the owner, Philip. Shout out to him. Let me talk to him. I started giving them my business. I always shouted them out. I always shared them on my Instagram. I told everybody about them. And look, now, 8, 9 years later, they're huge. And they're forever grateful for my support. And I still will pay them a premium to go do my stuff there. I additionally connected them with manufacturers, right, and distributors and other companies that where they ended up striking up deals together that made them a lot of money without even being asked or asking for anything in return. But just because Philip and Aeroworks was my boy, I said, you know what? I'm going to hook him up. Because that's what we do. The people who are really the movers and shakers, that's what we do. We know all that stuff will come back and pay us in the future. But we're not sitting there saying, what can I get from this? I want to steal. I want to take this. And that's missing. Because if we deduce that and go down a level, many of you who run a business, you treat your customers that way. You're not really looking to serve. You're just looking to do as little work possible, make money, cut corners, and be weird and cheap and all this other shit. And then you want to hold your customers to a higher standard than you hold yourself. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. The same people who demand their customers to pay a premium, they themselves won't pay a premium. The same person who wants their customer to be decisive and make a decision on the spot, they never make a decision on the spot. It's incongruent. So even at a lower level, we see this dynamic. It's apparent everywhere. And when you come into the business world or you're really looking to network and grow and meet people and you come in with the wrong mentality, you won't get anywhere. People can smell that shit on you, especially higher level people. And I'm saying this because even if a lot of people are just like, okay, that makes sense, and they may not participate on the other side of it, which is screwing people over, we still need to think serve first, give first. Yes, this is business and life, and we all want what we want. Totally get it. But are you thinking, I want to serve when you network? I want to meet people and see what can happen. Or is it always, I want a discount, I want a break, I want a handout? Because a lot of people come in with that mentality, not even really realizing it. They're looking to cut corners. They're already approaching these things incorrectly from a mindset standpoint. And it blows my mind because they don't see anything wrong with it. Now, again, if you're naive or you're ignorant to the facts, that's cool. But make sure you check that shit at the door and that you show up correct. Show up properly. Because I used to kind of have that mentality a little bit back in the day. Like, oh, once I have all the friends and connections that I can get discounts. It's cool to say, hey, I have my friend. He has this connection. But come on, man. Think about that. If you really support your friend in that business, do you want them to give you something at a discounted price? That doesn't make any sense. You're hurting that business by doing that. Because if we flipped it, would you want that done to you with people understanding, hey, this connection only exists and that person only desired that connection because they wanted the hookup? To me, it's like a slap in the face to that business owner. It really is. I know you're worth $100, bro, but I want it for 20 because you're my boy. Come on, dude. It's no different than even showing small gestures, commenting on somebody's things, sharing their stuff. Why do you guys think I'm always so vocal about sharing a lot of the stuff from my students, my coaching members? I understand some people, oh man, you're always talking about it. I get it, but why wouldn't I? It's not just about me, it's about sharing their success. Like Philip taking all these listings and all this stuff, like that shit hypes me up, but it's also to support them at the same time. Why wouldn't I do that? I would rather do that too much than not enough. So even at the free level, if we're not even talking about money, I know people who brag. I've heard this, that they brag, that they're like mooching off people. Oh man, I've been following this dude for free for years and I don't tell anybody about him and he's a secret. I'm like, dude, that's fucked up. You've been freeloading off that dude for 10 years and you don't even promote his shit? That's sad. That's a twisted mentality. How can those people sleep at night? But then those same people in the business world, they don't understand that that mentality is the antithesis of connection, serving, growth, networking, success, wealth, profit. It's the opposite. But again, if that's all we see and experience, we begin to think that that wavelength, that understanding, that thought process is what it is. No. No. Just like when people say, oh, well, everybody in the business world's out to get you. No, they're not. They just want to win. They're not out to get you. You just happen to be the competition. They're just going for the prize. Like if I go after a listing in real estate, only one person's going to get the listing. Even if five of us compete for it, only one of us gets it. It's not that we hate the other guy. We're just all competing for the number one spot. So we need to start to see these things properly and for what they are. And if anything, that motivates me more. I want to be the best out of these five to earn that position. I have a video dropping tomorrow talking about that development deal and all that. I earned that position, the opportunity. I killed the opportunity. I earned the business straight up. And yes, there was other people there, other competitors, of course. But when you operate from a proper, clean mindset and approach, the results change. And I would ask all of you, with your current circle, customers, friends, other business owners that you know, are you actually supporting them? Do you show them love? Do you pay them extra? Or at the very least, pay them the full amount for their service and then use them? Whether that's car detailing, haircut, whatever it is. They own a restaurant, right? I would even have people that I support from restaurants where I wouldn't even eat that type of food and I would buy the food and give it away just to support them. My diet, you know, lifestyle choices wasn't a stop or block for me supporting that business. I still bought their food and I donated it, or I would order catering for someone else's event and pay that restaurant even though I didn't eat it, just to support them and show them some love to their business. But we have to approach this thing properly, man. Everyone, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people want to take. What are you giving, though? And are you giving first? I mean, I look at my channels as an example on YouTube. Just this channel alone has 2,000-something videos for free for people. That's insane. You know how many thousands of hours of free content I've given people? So if I do ask, I've given a shit ton first. Same thing with everything I do. I want somebody to come and work with me. I give them a lot when they work with me. I give my customers a lot when they work with me. All the people that I know, I give them a lot. I make a lot of connections and present opportunities. I do a lot for people. Willingly, without expecting anything in return. Now, do I receive in return? Of course, because that's the nature of this world. But I'm not coming in already thinking, well, I'm going to connect this guy with this guy because I'm going to get something good out of it. No! And I get it. If you're at the beginning stages or business is new to you, that might be kind of like, whoa, I don't understand that concept. That's fine, but it'll dawn on you someday. Because some of the best, most affluent people that I know are also genuinely at the same time the most giving to the right people, not to everybody, but to the right people, to the deserving. And they're not thinking what they can get from me and other people. That's just a lie that's been perpetuated. It's a bunch of nonsense, okay? So get this thing right. Keep a lookout for that video dropping tomorrow and make sure you support the real. Support your friends, the people around you, your customers, your business partners, the other people you know hustling. Support them. Support them. And support them first before you ever ask or expect anything in return. All right? See you guys. Peace.